if you have any concerns, you know, let's get it here. Because Gail is really on top of everything. She's at the city hall meetings. You know, if you get it, if you have your opinion, you know, you have to say it somehow. Because a lot of people just sit around and complain about something and won't do anything about it. And I think this is another reason the organization was formed, just to let our voices, you know, get us out there, you know, let them know the Groveway community does have something to say about this. The Groveway community is here to support that. So that's another thing.
Can you tell me about the celebration that they have?
Yes. Usually during the celebration, you talking about like Roswell Roots or the Groveway?
Yeah, or both. Actually.
Okay. Well, our Groveway Black History program that we put on, we usually have, we make sure that we're giving history on. Every year we'll do different people, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, and we always do different type of, like we'll have a skit one year. Some years we'll have, like this one, we had the lady who came, and she was Harriet Tubman. You know, she took us through that, what Harriet Tubman went through, you know. And we have singers, we have dancers, we always do Black History pieces as far as African dancing.
Oh, nice.
And we'll have some speakers, you know, poets, you know, whatever your artistic, whatever you are, you know, whatever your special art is, you know, it's like, come share with us in the form of Black history, you know. So it's really exciting, and it's been going on for years. I remember I was in my early teens, I want to say, and Gail called me up, and she was like, I just need you to come do this, you know, an African piece, a dance piece for the program. And at that time, I really, you know, didn't know what it really was at that point. But that was my first, I want to say that was like 6 years ago.
Okay.
And since then, I've been doing it forever. You know, I'm 26 now. Oh, it was even before then. God, I am. It was probably when I was like 18, 17, 18. And every year I have been a part of the program as far as if I'm dancing, choreographing a dance, writing a skit for something, you know, and it gets exciting, more exciting every year, you know, so.
No, that's cool. So what kind of dance? Do you do African dance?
Yes, I do African dance also. And that's, I usually do that around Black History Month. I'm getting ready to start teaching a class at my church, though. I go over to Pleasant Hill, Pleasant Hill Missionary Baptist Church, and we're getting ready with our children's church to start, you know, like once a month, just getting them in touch with the African drum and stuff. We're just going to start incorporating that in now. So we're going to start that this month. So that's really exciting. Just so the, my thing is just open the eyes, let the kids know there's so much more out there, you know, than the video games, because that's really what's the video games and the videos. So just let them know that there's so much more. And I mean, I knew of it, but I just don't think I was informed like the kids are informed, you know, can be informed now. So I really, that's why I say I really love what I do, because it's like, if I teach, like I'll teach a child when they're small, and when they're older and I see that they got that love for dance, and it's like, I know, I don't say, well, that's me. I just know that I helped instill that, or let her know that that was in her all that time, and I helped pull it out. So, I mean, it's a really exciting thing. And as far as the Roswell Roots, that's an awesome, I think that's one of the best things that the city of Roswell could have done, you know, incorporated February as the Roswell Roots Month, you know, to take us back. They have different people come in, international people. They do different programs at the Roswell Cultural Arts Center. They have different, what do you call it, storytellers, you know, come in. So, I mean, it's like if you don't know, it's because you're not trying to know. They offer it. It's just, we have to let, especially with the Groveway community, we have to let those in the community know, you know, this is going on, you know, don't miss out on it, so.
No, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. How long, if I don't know if you know, but how long has the African-American community been here in Roswell?